providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. I'm chatting with a gentleman right now who is a Forbes author. His name is Edwin Basso. He is the founder and CEO of Myrtle Consulting Book, the Myrtle Consulting Group, and he's an author entitled 6,000 Dreams, The Leader's Guide to a Successful Business Transformation Journey. Mr. Basso lives down in Houston, one of my favorite cities, certainly in the United States, obviously my favorite city in Texas. Mr. Basso, tell us a little bit about the book, if you would, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
6,000 Dreams. 6,000 Dreams, as you said it. It's a project that I've been working on for several years. The book starts with, it's really a guide for leaders. It starts with a discussion about the higher purpose of business, but then goes very quickly into practical observations and practical examples, practical discussions on the struggles that leaders may have as they contemplate business transformation. The focus goes to the emotional journey, how to deal with people during a transformation, and it basically ends with a number of closing thoughts, you know, practical observations and practical guidance on how to take the next step on transformation.
You know, I was self-employed for about 40 years, as most of our listeners are aware. And the one question, Mr. Basso, that I would have is, it really takes a very unique type of individual to be self-employed, to start their own company. It also takes a very unique type of individual to rise through the ranks, for lack of better terms, within a large corporation. What would you say, sir, are the main differences perhaps between those two types of individuals?
I think, as you probably also realize, I think to be a good business leader or entrepreneur, you have to be a little bit crazy.
Yes, you do. Oh, there's no question.
I'm saying that a little bit with a smile is because a lot of things that would scare or intimidate other people, that you have to be able to really ride on that. You have to be able to ride on that adrenaline rush. You have to be able to dream. You have to be able to take risks, but you also have to be very responsible, because very quickly you realize that you have lives and careers and of others that you are, you know, accountable for. So I think that's really what makes a big difference, that willingness to just, you know, press forward even when it doesn't seem that obvious.
You know, let me ask you a question. You've been to this rodeo before a number of times. Now, we're in a situation right now, as you're very well aware, where the business world is very definitely in a real state of change. How we come out once this COVID-19 thing is finally settled, how we come out the other side is something that I can't even begin to predict, as it would relate, for example, to the business community in the United States. What changes do you foresee happening, Edwin, around the corner when this thing finally does get resolved?
I think your point is a very good one. I think a lot of the risk that I see for businesses now is to just try to predict too much. And sometimes the art is really in dealing with what you know and in kind of adjusting what you're doing based on how the situation is evolving. Like you said, this is a situation that's completely unprecedented. And I think the right approach for businesses is to focus first on, you know, what are the immediate physical changes that I need to do to be in compliance with all the orders in the area where I do business? What are the things that I need to do immediately to accommodate my employees and avoid infections, etc.? Then you very quickly have to switch to cash conservation so that you can recover as much as possible from the damage of the crisis. And the third step after that, I would say, is really prepare for the transformation of your business. How do you become better and stronger than you were before the crisis? And that's going to include both looking at how the crisis has affected you, but also looking at the weaknesses that you felt you had as a business even before the crisis, because the crisis will have served to surface some of those. So if you do a comprehensive analysis of where you are at that point, I think you will set up yourself up for success.
You know, Mr. Basso, I'd like you to do me a favor right now. You sound, and I know from our previous discussion, I know that you know quite a bit about the business community. I want you to put on your sorcerer's hat right now, if you would. Now, right now, our economy is floundering, no question about that. It's in a situation that I have never, ever dreamed would exist in the United States. How long do you think it will take for the U.S. to transform itself and come out the other side, as the president says, stronger than ever before? And do you think that that is a possible scenario in, let's say, the midterm?
Yes, I am an optimistic, and I think that it's probably going to take, it's probably not going to take as long as a lot of people predict. Because it all, you know, it's all based on where the economy was before the crisis. And I think that what we're seeing now is a consequence of consumers that have not been able to, you know, get out there and spend money or travel and go on vacation. And as we evolve on the medical side and as people feel more confident that they can get back to their lives, I think we're going to see some things that will recover naturally. There will be long-term effects. You can see that Delta, for example, is cutting down on the fleet, and that's affecting Boeing, et cetera, and then it's going to go back up the supply chain and affect plastic manufacturers and all of that. So there will be some long-term effects. But I think that as people build confidence and get out there, I think it's going to start feeling normal a lot quicker than people anticipate, unless there is a second or a third wave, as many people could predict.
Yeah, rather than get into that subject, let me say this. I'm pretty familiar with the Boeing company. When I was a much, much younger man before I went on to graduate school, I did work at Boeing. My father worked at Boeing for his entire career. One of my son-in-laws is a career Boeing guy, etc., etc. Do you think Boeing has the potential of being perhaps one of the companies that could lead us out of this terrible economic trauma that we're in right now?
Well, I mean, they certainly can. I think that they're going to survive this. I think that they are first too big, and they represent too much from an industry and from a technology standpoint to suffer, existentially from this. So whether they're going to be the ones leading us through this, I am not sure, because I think that they will be one of the companies that will be impacted in the short and longer term. But I certainly believe that Boeing is going to be there for the long run. I'm a big fan of Boeing, so I will be cheering for them.
Real quick, now you're down in Texas. Texas is known for its oil production. Any comments on the future of the petroleum industry in the United States?
It's an interesting question, specifically because the petroleum industry has not only been suffering from the COVID crisis, but it's also been at the intersection of the COVID crisis and some geopolitical battles, including the discussions between Saudi Arabia and Russia. So all of that, obviously, it's a very complex cocktail that I don't feel like I'm very qualified to express long views about. But I certainly hope that as the economy gets back on track, as people start traveling again, as people start driving again, as the industry gets back online, China gets back online, I think that the oil industry is going to rebound. They've been there before, and each time they've come back stronger, more efficient. So I have no reason to believe that this will be different.
Mr. Basso, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Most of my guests right now are somewhat pessimistic. Your optimism is truly appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen, we have provided a live link to Edwin Basso's book. If you want more information about it, simply click on it.